Newbies, here you are. We have a simple lesson, and if you've never studied Chinese before, you're welcome to join us.
Yes, and you'll get a lot from this lesson, yes, function, hopefully. Culture, and linguistics.
Indeed. Because we're looking at something that if you meet people in a business context or in a traveling context,
exactly.
Might happen. A fairly formal-ish type of introductions.
Exactly.
So it's fairly straightforward. We're going to listen to the dialogue three times, after which we will come back and we'll sort of
piece it together.
We will. So let's listen to the sounds first. If you get some of it, that's great. If you don't worry, because we shall explain.
Yeah.
Dialogue, first time.
Chen 小姐, 你好, 我姓王。
王先生, 您好。
请坐。
谢谢。
Second time.
陈 小姐, 你好。 我姓王。王先生,您好。请坐。谢谢。Third
time.
陈小姐,你好,我姓王。
王先生,您好。请坐。谢谢。Well, from that formal introduction,
yes,
there could be romance or business opportunity.
Really?
Or family feud, don't know.
Or all three at the same time, perhaps. Who knows? Okay.
That's the beginning of everything.
Yeah,
anyways.
It is. Let's look at it. It's also got a couple of names, surnames, very common, and I think those are useful to learn to get the tones right. Because for some reason, I've always had problems with the tones and surnames. I don't know.
Yeah, because they don't appear often in places other than surnames.
You're right. They don't collocate also, in a sense,
yeah,
apart from in a couple of contexts.
They
elude me.
So this lesson shall help you.
Hopefully.
Let's do the translations
now.
陈小姐,你好,我姓王。
Hello, Miss Chen. My name is Wang.
陈小姐,你好,我姓王。
Hello, Miss Chen. My name is Wang.
陈小姐,你好,我姓王。 王先生,您好。
Ah, Mr. Wang, hello.
王先生,您好。
Mr. Wang, hello.
王先生,您好,请坐。
Take a seat, please.
请坐。
Please sit down.
请坐。谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thanks.
谢谢。
There you go.
The very basics.
Yes. But I do strongly recommend that you learn this stuff. If you're speaking at all in Chinese, and we certainly hope you are, this kind of stuff will be essential.
I guess even for a business traveler,
yes,
knowing these very simple, basic terms can get you quite a long way.
No, absolutely. I think that Chinese people really appreciate it when you make the effort to culturally and certainly linguistically to try to get into the way things are done. No question in my mind, they're very...
Brings people together.
It certainly does. There you go. All right, so let's take it from the top, shall we?
陈小姐,你好,我姓王。
Now, first, there's a chap called Wang.
And precisely, his surname is Wang.
Wang.
对.
Now, what is the tone on that, Jenny?
Wang. Second tone.
Second tone. Wang.
Wang.
Now, Wang is one of the most common names.
Surnames.
Surnames in China.
对.
It literally means what?
King.
King.
Wow.
Wow.
What a regal surname.
Yes, good name.
Wang.
Wang. Mm. Now, I don't know how to remember this, you know, because the Wang was the second tone. I'm not really sure.
Mm.
But just think of a Wang. Just think of a king.
Mm.
Okay? Maybe he's the second. He's Richard the second or something. I don't know. Anyway.
But in English, I think the tone is quite easy to grasp.
Yes.
Wang.
Yes.
The sort of Englishized pronunciation is also close to a second tone.
What it is?
Wang.
Wang,
right.
Yeah.
Wang.
Yeah.
Mm.
But Wang, to get it right, sounds good. Now, I've heard people pronounce this Wang.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Wang.
Mm. Very North American.
Yeah, it doesn't. The name is Wang.
Wang.
There you go.
Wang.
Now, Mr. Wang, he initiates this conversation by addressing
Chen Xiaojie. Chen Xiaojie.
Now, she's also a second tone.
Yes, she is.
Chen Xiaojie.
Chen. And Chen is also a very popular surname
in
China.
Mm. Very common.
I guess these two are definitely in the top 10.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not even being top five.
Five, yeah. I would imagine.
Chen.
Yeah. Chen. Mm. Now, so let's take it again from the top. So he addresses her as
Chen Xiaojie.
Now, so Chen is her surname.
Yes.
And Miss.
Xiaojie. 小姐.
Now, 小姐 means girl, literally.
Yes, a married.
Unmarried.
Yeah.
Yes.
A miss. Mademoiselle.
Mm. Mademoiselle. There you go. So, Miss Chen.
陈小姐. 陈小姐.
Now, you've noticed that the surname comes first.
Yeah.
And the address, the honorific, comes second.
Yes.
So, again, Miss Chen one more time.
陈小姐.
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 Now, the way he addresses her is, Miss Chen, hello.
陈小姐. 你好, 你好.
Good.
Mm.
陈小姐.
对.
你好.
你好, two third tones means hello.
Hello.
Mm. And 我姓王. Just now we looked at 王, the surname.
Yes.
And here we have a verb.
Yes.
姓.
姓.
我姓王.
To be surnamed.
Yes, exactly.
It's kind of, this is why Chinese can be so efficient. in English you have to say, my surname is, or I am called, or my family is. But in Chinese you just have one verb and it's
姓.
姓.
我姓王.
我姓王.
So Ken, 你姓什么?
我姓 Carol.
Carol.
对.
我姓朱.
你姓朱.
对, 我姓朱.
Your surname is 朱.
对.
There you go.
嗯.
Let's hear the whole sentence. So once again, it's like, hello, Miss Chen, my name is Wang.
陈小姐,你好,我姓王.
Now, I think the context here, I don't know, maybe Miss Chen is arriving in Wang's office or something like that. So he opens the door, Miss Chen, I'm Wang.
Yeah, or she's waiting for him.
Ah, could have been.
Yeah.
She could have been waiting outside or some sort of context.
Yes, he comes in to greet her.
Yes. Now, this is, again, standard kind of language.
Yes. Yeah,
right? How do you do the introduction?
Mm.
Now, how does Ms. Chen, Chen Xiaojie, how does she respond?
王先生,您好。王先生,您好。
Now, she is Chen Xiaojie, Ms. Chen, but he is?
王先生,王先生。
So, 先生 meaning Mr.
对。
Literally means, actually.
Firstborn.
Firstborn. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always have to be the firstborn, of course. It just means Mr.
A man.
As Mr. It derives from Monsieur. And then where does that come from anyway? So, you know, obviously when we use these on a daily basis, we don't think of the etymology. We just use them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. So, again, Mr. Wang.
王先生. 王先生.
And then she returns the hello.
您好. 您好.
Now, but she does it in a slightly different way.
Yes, she does. Here is 您.
Yes.
您, as opposed to 你.
Yes.
Well, 你, they both mean you.
You.
Personal pronoun. But 您 is the respectful term.
The respectful term.
Mm.
And a second tone, right?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
您, 您.
And so the full phrase, hello.
您好. 您好。您好。对。
Now, this is, again, a good suggestion for you. It's the equivalent of German of calling someone Sie or du, or in French, you know, vous and tu and so on.
Okay.
It's respectful.
Yeah, and you reserve it for, in China, older people. Or high-ranking people.
That's right. So.
But if a person is high ranking but young, you wouldn't call
me. You don't
me.
Need to do
no.
that.
Mm.
That's why people don't call me.
See,
no.
we...
Joke, sorry.
We pay respect to...
in other ways.
To those who endure.
Indeed.
in life.
So, 您好, as in... respectful hello.
对,
there you
您好.
Go. Now, so she obviously walks into his office or whatever it is, and of course he offers, suggests, recommends that she takes a seat.
请坐。对。
请
means please.
Please.
Yeah, and 坐 means to sit down.
Yes.
Mm, to sit.
Please sit.
对。
That's fairly straightforward.
请坐。
Let's hear it again, please.
请坐。
Jenny, 请坐。
Without a chair, yes,
you
I'm sitting down.
Okay.
On an imaginary chair.
Ah, indeed. So, and then, of course, your polite response to the 请坐 request is?
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢。对。 Another very, very high frequency and useful lesson for you.
Hopefully.
对.
Yeah. So let's listen to this sort of formal-ish, not over-formal, because things can get really formal around here at times.
Oh, like can you... been to a few state banquets.
Oh, yeah. Those are outrageous, the stuff.
Well, let's listen to the dialogue first, and then maybe you can share your experience.
Okay.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Dialogue, first time.
Chen 小姐, 你好, 我姓王。
王先生, 您好。
请坐。
谢谢。
Second time.
陈 小姐, 你好。 我姓王。王先生,您好。请坐。谢谢。Third
time.
陈小姐,你好,我姓王。
Okay, yeah, so that's the basic stuff for meeting, greeting. The 您 form, the polite form, yeah, as I say, with someone in, it's a sign of respect for an older person. So. But normally, you don't use it that much. Certainly peers, people of your own sort of rough age, you don't need to use it. But what I find is that certainly older people, senior people, people like professors, and obviously political leaders, and these types of people, it's good to show more deference.
Yes. To err on the side of politeness.
To err on the side of politeness is correct. And, you know, we don't have time to go into it, but there's a whole unwritten sort of culture, a tacit culture of how these things happen as well. I mean, if you go to a meeting, like I've had occasion to meet sort of senior, let's say, government people, let's say education officials or so on. And there's a whole culture of who stands where and who says what and who talks to who.
Yes.
And sitting, I mean, sitting in a room, you know, where you have guests in a room, who sits where and who sits it still confuses me. But
careful considerations needed.
Yeah, you don't want to come across as a boorish kind of
Exactly. No. Yeah, it's all about understanding the culture subtlety.
Yeah, but I think appreciating. Absolutely. But I think most Chinese will appreciate the fact that you don't know this stuff.
Yes.
But it can be fun. So anyway, this is just the beginnings here, but this is a basic formal introduction.
Yes, and of course, go to ChinesePod.com for more of these and other, a range of different topics to suit your needs.
Yeah, so you can explore. I'm big on exploring. I'm big on these kind of formats, inquiry-based formats, as I kind of like to call them, that you inquire after. You go after the things that interest you.
Right.
If formal language, for some reason, interests you, you go and you find the tag and you go after. If something else, the other honorifics or the other family names or whatever it is, it's all inquiry based.
Yeah.
It's all exploratory, and I think that's how learning happens. Anyway, enough said.
How? Let's wrap it up now and see you tomorrow. Oh,
yes, we'll see you tomorrow.
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0868.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0868 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0868.